Hey, welcome to Christ United Methodist Church. No matter who you are or where you're at, whether you're up early or out late, we pray this message is right on time. Thanks for tuning in. So we have a little bit of a situation at the Steelhouse. We do. We have a little bit of a situation at the Steelhouse. My kids are music lovers, and I don't lament that in any way. It's just that we've reached the point where everything is on repeat. Everything is on repeat. Alexa used to be my friend. Alexa is now my enemy because she does everything my six-year-old tells her to do. She is the digital grandma from Hades. I'm convinced. Here's the process at my place, and it's simple. You pick a song that you like. You find a song that you like. You pick the song that you like. You tell Alexa to play it, and you play it back. Again, and again, and again, and again. And again, Cindy Balt will back me up. If I hear Wheels on the Bus one more time, I'm going to wheel myself to Wheeling Hospital. The same can be said for Blanco Brown. Some people are laughing. If I hear Get Up or Two Step one more time, I'm going to two step my way to the psych ward. And for those who don't know, that new song by Blanco Brown, is anybody familiar? If you're not, that Get Up song is a song that, it's an instructional song that teaches you how to dance by telling you what to do. And that's Brody's new beat, the two-step, or Get Up. It's popular at my place, and I brought it. I'm gonna let you listen to it. If you don't know, this is the jam that plays on repeat at my house. Raise your hand if you heard it. Now I want everybody to stand up because if I'm gonna do this, you're gonna do it with me. Come on. That's enough of that. It's on repeat at my place. See, if you ever want to come and do a jam in the kitchen, we got it on all the time. It was fun for a little bit. But then I told him, I said, Brody, you might think that this is a new song, but it's really nothing new. Back in the day, Daddy used to have a song that was popular. It was a little something like this. He remembers.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. That's enough of that. It's the electric slide. I said, bro, that's nothing new. Daddy, back in the day when he was in school, that was popular. It's the same thing. It's the same song, but a different version. And you might say, well, Pastor Jake, you don't know anything. Because back in my day, that's nothing new. We had our own little beats. And one of those little beats that I'm sure you're familiar with is this one. Thank you. feel like I'm on a talk show. Same song, different version. You know, as repetitive as it is, there's power in the playback. There is, because it brings you back to times and places you've been before, right? You play back a song that you've been used to hearing over and over again, especially if it hurt in a while. It brings you back to specific times and places. I'm sure when I played Do the Twist, you were brought back to a time and a place. It reminds you that you were back there one day, and it makes you also mindful of the fact that you've come a long way since then. It only makes you mindful of where you've been, but it also makes you humble because you realize just when you thought that you made your own music, we're really standing on the shoulders of someone who did it before you danced it, or who sang it before you sung it, who was singing it before you sung it. There's power in the playback. You know, I submit, brothers and sisters, that going back makes you grateful because you remember that you didn't make the music by yourself. You didn't make the music on your own. There's power in the playback. This word reveals it, and I'm hoping that we'll receive it this morning. I'm actually kind of rewinding from a text that we could have visited last week, but nonetheless, I made a decision to spend some time in 2 Kings, but I want to draw your attention to the gospel passage that if you follow along in the lectionary, you would have known that this was the case. It was too powerful to overlook. I had to play it back for this week. Luke chapter 17, starting in verse 11. Pastor Jake will do anything and dance in front of the congregation if it's going to prove a point. I'm hoping that wasn't in vain. Luke chapter 17, starting in verse 11. Says, on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, there were 10 lepers who approached him. We dealt with leprosy last week. But there were 10 lepers that approached him. And keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They didn't dare get close. And Jesus, when he saw them, I think that there's a lot of people around whom and among whom we live but never see. I'm thankful that a Savior sees us. Jesus saw them as people that I'm sure many others overlooked. He saw them, and when he did, he said, go and show yourselves to the priests. That was protocol in that day according to the Levitical law in the Old Testament, that if you had an issue and you were made well from that issue, you would present yourself to the priests of that area. They would inspect you, determine that you were in fact somehow made clean, and you would be reintegrated into the community, into your families again, back into worship. People who were leprous were cast outside the community and could never go back in unless something happened between A and B where there are some tangible, visible signs that they had been made well. Because the thinking in that day was that if you had an ailment from which you could not be cured, it was an exterior sign of an internal sin. And so they called out to Jesus. Jesus saw them, and he said, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were made clean. And then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. He rewound, praising God with a loud voice. And as he was going back and he was praising God, he found Jesus, prostrated himself at Jesus' feet, and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return to play it back and give praise to God except this foreigner? And then Jesus said to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has not just healed you, your faith has made you well. That's where we stop this morning. I offer a living word of God for a living people of God. And we say, we entertain this subject, the power of playback. The power of playback. May God bless the reading and receiving of this word. So I hope that you were able to pinpoint a powerful parallel from last week to this week. And the parallel that exists is this. Sometimes, oftentimes, the way of God, the way of God, the healing of God, the work of God is not seen in an instant. We want it to be. But most oftentimes it's the case that the work of God is gradual. Both Naaman from last week, remember the commander of the army, the foreign army who was made well? Both Naaman from last week and these unnamed lepers were required to walk without immediate awareness that their moving would amount to anything miraculous. They didn't know. They were required to move without any kind of awareness that their movement at the time would result or amount in the miraculous. In so many words, the Lord is saying, the miracle will not manifest until you move. He says, if you want to see it, you'll move it. And as they moved, they saw. And oftentimes, a lot of us on the path of faith say, Lord, I see no visible difference in my life between point A and where I'm going. I'm not seeing you working. But what if God's encouraging in this process and the steps of faith to keep moving? Because you don't know the next step. The next step could result in something powerful. The next step could result in something different and brand new. You've got to keep going. Don't give up now. It's amazing what you see as you step. You could be steps away. Say this with me as a congregation. Repeat this after me. You'll get it as you go. The word of the Lord comes to them and to us in so many ways. You'll get it as you go. See the sustenance for Naaman last week? And the sustenance here didn't come in seconds. It came contingent on steps. And it's those steps oftentimes we're so reluctant to take. As Naaman dipped, he was delivered. Not once, not twice, not five times, not six, but seven times. Sometimes you got to go through the motions. Sometimes you got to be willing to work without evidence of it working. Sometimes you got to trust it's going to work if you can't see it working. Naaman was one of those last week that we learned. As he dipped, he was delivered. And in the same way, the more that these lepers walked, the more they became aware that the Lord was true to his word. The more you walk in faith, the more you discover that God is true to his word. God says, the Lord says, you'll get it as you go. Church, we have to understand that the greatness and goodness of God is also seen as we go. In other words, God moves in time as we move in trust. And if you flip the pages of Scripture, brothers and sisters, you'll see it in the old and new. Abraham didn't see God's provision on the mountain until he walked his only son Isaac up to the top. It's then, when he offered him for a sacrifice, that God was able to come and Abraham was able to see the fact that God himself was going to provide. But only afterwards. Moses couldn't confirm that it was God who was calling him until he brought the people out of Egypt. It required him to move in trust to see God's working in time, and the same is true for us, brothers and sisters. Naaman couldn't get his healing until after the seventh dip. And Jesus says to the leper, I'm not going to wave my hand and make you well instantaneously. Go and it'll show. You'll get it as you go. Walk and you'll be able to see. Step and you'll be able to see. And it's the stepping sometimes that's so difficult. And so these lepers did. Jesus says, go. You're leprous right now. And you can see on the surface that things aren't well. But as you walk, you'll see that I'm true to my word. And so they start walking, and they start walking. And the 10 of them realize that the more they travel, the more they're able to see God's sustenance. The next step that they take closer to the chief priest, which was audacious because you didn't present yourself to the chief priest unless you were well. But as they traveled, they realized slowly but surely God was doing a new work in them. All of them, as they traveled, were made well. But this one, there was one who saw it fit to pause, to hit pause and repeat, to retrace his steps. That there was there was one leper, the foreigner, just like Naaman, who made a decision to play it back. And I can see him saying, you know, with every step I take, I can see that I'm not only not where I was, but I'm not who I was. With every step I take, I can see God gradually changing me, but it's going to require me walking some more. With every step, I thought that back there was good, but with every step I take, I can see God change me. I'm not only where I was, but I'm not who I was as I assess myself and I evaluate my circumstances. I'm not the same. And I don't know a lot about him. I don't know a lot about this Jesus, but I know enough about me, about where I was before. I know enough about me to know that when I decided to walk according to his word, I began to change. When you decide to walk according to the word, we become changed ourselves. And I can hear him saying, while it's not happening instantaneously, I don't see direct evidence of my walking, but I'm grateful for the gradual. Amen. I'm grateful for the gradual. All the other voices on the outside said I'd never make it here. They said I'd never move from one situation to the next, one condition to the next, one level of life to the next. They all said I was done as I was looking from the outside in. Everybody said that I wouldn't make it this far. Heck, I didn't think that I would get to this point. And so every advance in progress is another opportunity for praise, because I know I didn't make it on my own. I know that I've arrived at this point, and I stand on the shoulders of one who was singing it before I sang it, who was doing it before I did it. And so by virtue of the praise in my heart, I can't move forward without playing it back. I've got to go back, and I've got to find the source of the song to say thank you, because I wouldn't have made it without you. Brothers and sisters, how important it is for us to arrive at certain levels of life, and all those things might not be well right away. Things might not be all tidy and pristine and well packaged. We owe it to ourselves and the Lord to say, I'm not who I was, and I'm not where I was. And before I ever take a step forward to do anything else, I've got to play it back, and I've got to say, thank you, Jesus, for the places that you've brought me. Brothers and sisters, there's power in the playback. This man says, I've got to retrack. I've got to retrace. I've got to return to the source where it all started. I have to repeat, and I have to rejoice in the one who's made my singing possible. See, brothers and sisters, social scientific studies have proven repeatedly that there's power in the playback, since gratitude not only improves your attitude, But playing back the provision of God in the past serves as guideposts for the days ahead. In other words, brothers and sisters, playing back the provision of God is fundamental for faith moving forward. This word teaches us that whatever friction we face now or in the future, we can move forward in confidence to the extent that we return and replay God's faithfulness in the past. I submit, brothers and sisters, as I transition, the number one enemy to faith is forgetfulness. The number one enemy to faith is our forgetfulness. That was the problem with the Hebrew people. God had brought them through a traumatic situation, out of imprisonment, and into the promise. But what they got weary of was the process in between. That God had split the waters and the Hebrew people walked on dry ground. It was a new pathway that nobody had trod. And just after they celebrated, a couple of chapters later, they find themselves at a place where they start crying and whining about the provision of food. That we're hungry and we're thirsty and we're not so sure, Moses, you brought us out into the desert just to die. Did you not just remember the incredible thing that God did for you back there? You may have forgotten. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we're so prone to move forward to one event or the other and forget everything that God did for us back there. But it's fundamental as we move forward in faith to kind of play it back. Because the Hebrew people had just forgotten everything that God did at this point. And I want to look back in time to say, God didn't bring you that far to leave you, that there's something that you've yet to see. And if you think that he can't provide for you in a pinch, you're crazy. All you have to do is to turn the pages of your past and say, he did it for me there, he did it for them. And I'm going to move forward in trust to know that he'll work in time. There's a problem here. Nine were caught up in all the plans one can put in place to make up for lost time. And I could see it. If I were miraculously made well and I was leprous and out of community and out of worship And out of opportunity, I would have wanted to do everything that I could with the gift that I had to move forward, wouldn't you? Nine of them did. Nine of them did that. To catch up on all the things that they were kept out of, to reconnect with community and rekindle relationship with loved ones and reestablish their standing among constituents, to reinvest in 401ks so they can retire with dignity, to rebuild in no time to reminisce. And you know, that mindset has manifested itself in our modern day. More so than ever before, we become a folk stuck on fast forward. One event to the next, one stage of life to the other stage. We think that right here, life would only be better if we were able to take a step forward. I said when I was a teenager, how great it would be to be out on my own. And I said when I was on my own, how great it would be to be married. And when I said I was married, how great it would be to have children. And when I have children, well, I don't know what I thought. But when you have children, how great it will be when they grow up and they become more autonomous and independent. And then when you arrive at a point where they're autonomous and more independent, you say, where did the time go? Why was my family life so stuck on fast forward where now I want everything that I had back? Why was I so bent on the next event or the next age or the next stage? What happened to my gratitude? We owe it to ourselves to hit pause and say, Lord, thank you not only for where you've brought me, but for where I am. And the only way that I'm going to move forward in faith is to the extent that I can play back your provision. That's difficult for us as the folk who are stuck on fast forward. You know, we'll break our backs carting our kids to the stadium or the studio to get touchdowns or toe touches and trophies, but we can't seem to find the time to bring them to a place where they can get truth. Where they can know who they are in spite of what they do and to whom they belong. And what we end up with is a whole generation of children who know how to secure wins, and they've never arrived at a point where they've been brought to a place where they can be secured by the Word. And we owe it to ourselves, as busy as we are, to hit pause and to say, you know what, our playback is important. We've got to go back to the place where we've learned the most fundamental parts of who we are and who we're called to be and what we're called to do. There's power in the playback, church. There's power in the playback. Let me share this story and I'll sit down. Just the other day, we learned that Brody had received high marks on his spelling test. And we were congratulating him. We were celebrating with him. Now he's bringing home exams or tests that he's taken in class and said, look, Mommy, look what I did. I didn't miss anything, and I got the bonus, too. And we applaud that. We applaud academic achievement and advancement. But just a short time afterwards, we learned that he had received not just high marks for his spelling test, but he had received high praise from his teacher because she took the time to write the note. She says, I'm so pleased that I observed Brody in the lunchroom get up from where he was and to go and sit with a little boy who was eating by himself. And I don't think he understood my excitement when I tried to tell him how proud I was of him, because at six, it's easy to see how significant it is when you learn to spell a word, but it's hard to see how significant it is when you learn to be a word. And Emily tried to tell him, Brody, Mommy and Daddy think it's important to make good grades, but making good grades is secondary. Making good grades on paper is secondary to making a difference in people. And we want you to know how proud we are of what it is that you've chosen to do. See, his classroom Sunday is affecting his classroom on Monday. And I can only conclude, brothers and sisters, that he's repeating at one table what he's received at this table. Please don't misinterpret me. I'm not puffing him up. I'm not patting myself on the back as much as I'm returning to the place where the power came from to praise the source of what we see. Rather than the fast forward to next week, I'm just another man who just had to rewind and who just had to rejoice and share what I feel is not only a point of inspiration, but is also a point of instruction to say, you can't get out what you don't put in. You can't sow what you don't see. Or you can't see what you don't sow. You can't see it if you don't sow it. Church, the only way this generation can play out power and play out peace and play out grace and forgiveness is if it's what? Played back to them over and over and over again. All the power of playback. I end by saying this: as you play back and give thanks, Jesus says, pay it forward and extend grace. As you play it back and you give thanks, don't just say thank you to me, but enflesh it, pay it forward as it's been played back, and extend the grace that you've received. From grace comes gratitude, and out of gratitude flows more grace. Leave this place. Play that message in your mind and in your heart repeatedly, over and over and over again. Keep coming back to the source. Play it back, and behold, brothers and sisters, the music that you and we will make. And all of God's children said.
On behalf of all of us here at Christ Church, I want to thank you for hanging out and tuning in. Continue to check us out online, but better yet, we'd love to have you worship with us on Sunday mornings, starting at 8:30 a.m. in the chapel, or 11 o'clock in our main sanctuary. Until then, may God bless you so that you can bless others.